All right, here we
That's
go.
it. That's what you need. Thank you, Jackie.
All righty. Any way I can get the little picture out of here? Maybe that's it. All there. Okay, we're all good now. All righty. Well, this training program is compliant with the requirements specified in the New York State sexual harassment legislation, and it covers all forms of discrimination as well as sexual harassment.
Almost ready.
Let me do this.
Doesn't have a lot of experience with Zoom. Was able to accept being a host so she could share the screen and she figured out how to get the recording started. So, yeah.
How is that something? Well, you fix one and then you have another. All right. Why is it letting me do this? Sorry, you guys. All right. Screen sharing.
On the left, the next picture.
Nope, it's got like a pencil.
Oh, because I see the scroll bar there.
Yep.
Scroll down.
Let's share. Maybe we'll just start from the. What happened? Here we go. Good grief. Sorry. All right. Sorry, somebody go back. The objectives are here. No. Are you kidding me? Oh my goodness. Okay, this training program is compliant with the requirements specified in New York State sexual harassment legislation, and it covers all forms of discrimination as well as sexual harassment. The objectives are, we're going to discuss prohibited conduct, including sexual harassment, discuss internal complaint procedure and reporting options, and external reporting options, discuss internal investigations and possible outcomes, review employee responsibilities, review supervisor responsibilities, and answer general questions and questions regarding policy against discrimination and harassment. Everyone has the right to come to work and be treated with dignity and respect. It's on all of us. Wish I could get these things out of here. Oops. Discrimination claims tend to increase as unemployment increases. The Americans with Disabilities Act, you know, reasonable accommodations. Be careful of discrimination based on age, pregnancy, and other bases. The U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, which enforces federal civil rights laws, has made clear its position that employers may not prevent older workers or pregnant workers from returning to work if they wish to do so, even if the employer believes it is acting to protect more vulnerable workers from risk. And harassment based on original descent and race. And this is that new law for this year that was effective February 8th. New York State human rights law will apply to all New York employers, no matter workforce size, will protect non-employee service providers, such as independent contractors, consultants, and vendors from all forms of unlawful discrimination and harassment based on any protected characteristic under the New York State human rights law. And these are significant laws. Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, and that prohibits discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, and national origin, and prohibits retaliation. The Pregnancy Discrimination Act prohibits discrimination based on pregnancy, childbirth, or a medical condition related to pregnancy or childbirth, and that also prohibits retaliation. AIDS Discrimination and Employment Act prohibits discrimination based on age over 40 years. I guess that means I'm old or something. And prohibits retaliation also. Then the Americans with Disabilities Act prohibits discrimination based on disability and prohibits retaliation. The Equal Pay Act prohibits payment of different wages to men and women if they perform equal work in the same workplace. The Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act prohibits discrimination based on genetic information, including genetic tests, family members' genetic tests, and family medical history. And the New York State Human Rights Law prohibits discrimination based on race, color, gender, religion, religious creed, sex, familial or marital status, age, national origin or ancestry, physical or medical disability, genetic information predisposition or carrier status, military or veteran status, sexual orientation, self-identified or perceived sex, gender expression, gender identity, and the status of being transgender, pregnancy, including childbirth and related medical conditions, and including medical conditions related to lactation, citizenship, and domestic violence victim status, and all of them prohibit retaliation. Protected, I wish I could get that out. I don't know if I can, there we go. Protected statuses. They're race, color, gender, religion, creed, sex, pregnancy, sexual orientation, self-identified or perceived sex, gender identity, gender expression, transgender status, national origin or ancestry, citizenship, age, disability, military or veteran status, marital status, familial status, criminal or arrest history, genetic predisposition or carrier status, and domestic violence victim status. What is harassment? Hostile environment. Unwelcome conduct of a whatever protected status it is in nature. Hostile actions taken against an individual because of an individual's protected status. In general, examples include displays or publications in the workplace, jokes, noises, gestures, nicknames, comments on personal appearance, touching and other physical acts or assaults, interfering with an individual's workstation or equipment, or sabotaging an individual's work. And some of the examples are a supervisor to a subordinate, another employee to another employee, a third party to an employee. What is harassment? Quid pro quo. This for that, or something for something. A form of sexual harassment, and the supervisor to a subordinate, sex or gender parties are irrelevant. Sexual harassment is harassment on the basis of sex, sexual orientation, self-identified or perceived sex, gender expression, gender identity, and the status of being transgender. Sex stereotyping. Harassing a person because she or he does not conform to gender. Sexual harassment, again, is unwanted sexual advances, propositions, sexual comments, noises, gestures, or jokes. Sexual or discriminatory displays or publications such as pictures, posters, calendars, graffiti, objects, promotional material, reading materials, or other materials that are sexually demeaning or pornographic, including displaying in hard copy or on computers or cell phones in the workplace, and then physical acts of a sexual nature. Where can workplace sexual harassment occur? Whenever and wherever employees are fulfilling their work responsibilities, including employer-sponsored events, conferences, office parties, off-site, or during non-work hours. Please answer the question on the screen. Well, there isn't. I guess we can skip that one. What is retaliation? The anti-discrimination statutes prohibit discrimination against an employee or job applicant or against a closely associated third party because he or she has opposed a practice the anti-discrimination statutes forbid or has made a charge, testified, assisted, or participated in a discrimination investigation, proceeding, or hearing. The standard is adverse action that well might have dissuaded a reasonable worker from making or supporting a charge of discrimination. Retaliation is any action taken to alter an employee's terms and conditions of employment, such as a demotion or harmful work schedule or location change. Retaliation can be adverse action taken by the employer that could have the effect of discouraging an employee from making a complaint against harassment or discrimination. And the negative action need not be job-related or occur in the workplace and may occur after the end of employment, such as an unwarranted negative reference. And these are the landmines waiting to explode. Touching, work-related off-premises conduct, nicknames, dating, social media, jokes, and comments on personal appearance. Do you have any questions? Okay. And then these are some of the questions that they ask. You know, sexual harassment is only between the boss and subordinates. False. What I do off duty can't be considered harassment.
False.
Sexual harassment has to be between opposite sexes.
False.
Yeah. Men can't be victims.
False.
Unless a person tells me, oh, it's offensive, I don't have to stop and it's not harassment.
False.
That's false. Yeah. And so-and-so has done that for years. Everyone knows it's a joke and he doesn't mean anything.
False.
That's false. So the complaint procedure. Promptly report the conduct. Directly inform person engaging in offensive conduct to stop if comfortable doing so, but it's not required. Then you complete a reporting form. It's preferred, but not required. Cooperate in investigation. Provide information and or evidence. And then the employer will investigate all claims of discrimination and harassment, whether reported in writing or verbally. The investigation will be commenced and completed promptly. Interim measures may be taken as necessary. The investigation will be kept as confidential as possible under the circumstances. All employees are required to cooperate as needed in an investigation. The complaint and the accused individuals are notified of the final determination and, as applicable, that appropriate corrective action has been taken. And then the possible outcomes are no prohibited conduct found, or else they did find that there was prohibited conduct, and so there'll be reassignment, counseling, discipline up to and including immediate termination, training, and then employee assistance programs.
What do we have here in the bowl? Nothing really.
Not really.
I don't think. So I guess we've had these questions before as to how we handle this. All right. So our responsibilities are to treat all coworkers and third parties professionally and with dignity and respect. Read, ask questions, and understand the employer's policy against discrimination and harassment. Commit to policies by word and example. Stop and or report potentially offensive behavior. Cooperate in investigations and preventive initiatives. And the supervisor's responsibility is to treat all employees with dignity and respect. Provide a good example by your own conduct. Intercede to stop potentially offensive behavior. Take necessary, immediate corrective action in response to inappropriate behavior. Assist employees regarding anti-discrimination and harassment policies, including complaint procedures. Report to compliance officers any discrimination and harassment retaliation reported or observed. Encourage employee cooperation in discrimination and harassment investigations and prevention initiatives. Ensure against retaliation. Note, supervisors will be evaluated and or disciplined for discriminatory, harassing, and retaliatory conduct and or on the basis of their action or failure to act. Stop and think. Don't do it. Don't say it. And don't tolerate it. Then we have the additional protections and remedies in New York State Division of Human Rights. A complaint alleging violation of the human rights laws may be filed either with the DHR or in the New York State Supreme Court. Complaints of harassment or discrimination may be filed with the DHR anytime within 1 year of the alleged sexual assault, sexual harassment. Effective August 2020, sexual harassment complaints may be filed within 3 years. You do not need to have an attorney to file. And for more information, go to the www.dhr.newyork.gov website and they'll tell you what you need to do. There is also the United States Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Any individual can file a complaint with the EEOC anytime within 300 days from the alleged sexual harassment. You do not need to have an attorney to file. A complaint must be filed with the EEOC before you can file in federal court. And then there's more information on their website. In the local protections, many localities enforce laws protecting individuals from sexual harassment and discrimination. Contact your county, city, or town to find out if laws exist. Harassment may constitute a crime if it involves things like physical touching, coerced physical confinement, or coerced sex acts, and contact your local police department. Any questions there? And you can just contact the New York State Insurance.
That's odd. They said 300 days. Why they just didn't make it like a year?
I don't know.
You know, it's funny that cutoff that they did.
But that's through the state level? Is that what it said? I think so.
Usually they gave you like a year or something. Okay.
That's a equal employment thing for the 300 days, but you have a year in the New York State Division of Human Rights. So, okay. All right, that's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Ready? Anybody, any of our other outside people have any questions?
No.
All right. I guess that's it. And who did we have on here? Don and Bridget? Are those the only two outside participants? All right.
Can they hear you?
Bridget can hear us.
I can hear you.
I think that's about it.
Okay.
All righty. All right, well, that's it then. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Right. Bye.
Bye, Bridget.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.